Every week here at Mater Dei Radio, we highlight another one of our incredible local parishes. This week, we are so excited that our parish of the week is St. James Catholic Church in Molalla. Joining me this morning is their pastor, Father Seat Giriba, to tell us about this incredible community. Father Seat, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, actually, thank you, because you thought about us. You know, from this side of Oregon, it's sometimes hard to notice. So thank you very much for thinking about us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I'm really excited that we get to highlight St. James. I actually grew up closer in the Silverton area, so you're not too far from where I grew up either. But I'm excited that we get to share about this parish with our wider listening community. Maybe you can start off by telling us, how long have you been pastor at St. James, and what's that experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's kind of a miracle. I'm here and completing, I think, my 9th year.
Wow.
So it's been a while. But as a pastor, it's been, 8 years.
Okay.
And a year of being an administrator.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, all these 9 years, it didn't take me too long to understand the dynamic of the parish. This is a small parish.
Mm-hmm.
Being here in this small rural city of Molalla, yeah, everybody knows everybody. And so it's a joy to be able to, you know, just immerse myself to them, you know. Of course, being, you know, the Anglo community, especially the older, you know, parishioners, they have that kind of dynamic that's quite different from the other group, the younger families belonging to the Latino community. So there's two dynamics that I had attended to, and it's quite a joy to understand that kind of dynamism, if you will, when you give the Anglo community the responsibility of taking care specifically of this or that thing. They always get involved and engage so much, as well as the Latino population. They are very generous of their time and effort, whatever that they can give, especially time, they do give.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. It sounds like just an amazing community, and that they are able to work together for the parish, which I just love that. What are some just general things about the parish that you'd like to share, other things going on there?
Yes. So, for example, our chicken dinner on 4th of July, that's always on 4th of July, the big chicken dinner, which is always taken care of by the family that has been here since St.
Sure.
James started.
Right.
You know, and it's just expanded, helped by the Knights of Columbus. It's big. So I invite you to join us always on that occasion, because, you know, it's a special dinner, I tell you.
That's awesome. I have not been to it myself, but I've heard good things. And one of these years, this is my own struggle, is there's always the rodeo going on in St. Paul, but also Molalla. So I have to pick one. And so sometimes I'm not in Molalla on the 4th of July, but I'll make an effort next summer to try to come by and get the chicken.
Yes, I will suggest can always go back and forth Molalla and St. Paul, but please do come on the 4th of July, because we offer the best chicken dinner.
That's awesome. This morning, I am speaking with Father Seat Giriba. He is the pastor at St. James Catholic Church in Molalla, and they are Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. So we're talking about July 4th and chicken, and that's making me hungry, and I wish it was July, but we're in December. So yeah. I do want to hear what is going on in the parish at this time of year. I mean, I know for all parishes, it's really busy, but every parish also has kind of their unique traditions for Advent and Christmas time. So what are some things happening at St. James right now?
Well, what I'm going to pick up from is that we are becoming more Latino. There's more members coming from the Latino population. It's the young families. And of course, we brought here in the parish the practice of posadas.
Mm.
So posadas is the search of the Blessed Virgin Mary with St. Joseph for an inn where Jesus will be born. So this is reenacted on days beginning 16th of December. to the 24th. And it's a joyous celebration. And then we have afterwards a communal sharing of food and games, especially that piñata. But it's a 9 evening of food. You'll crave for the soup and then, you know, the tamales and all that great cooking, Mexican Latino cooking. Yes.
Well, see, now I'm hungry again. That's amazing. Oh, that's great.
It's all about food, you know.
Food is so important to community. So that's a big part of it. Wow. So you have the posadas going on. And then what about when you get to Christmas? What's that like for your parish?
So on Christmas, the eve of Christmas, we have a family mass. And both the Anglo community and the Hispanic community come together. And there is a Christmas pageant.
Oh, wow.
And it's also a beautiful telling of the story at mass. It is the biggest also of the masses that we celebrate in December, where, you know, our families really come together to celebrate it. And everybody's excited to watch all our children, especially our children in formation, in
sure.
sacraments preparation, do portray this and that role in the nativity story. When we have we call it midnight mass, but it's actually at 11 p.m. And then we have also a caroling. Christmas carols will be sung, and that's going to be on the 19th of December. It's an evening of Christmas carols and soup.
That sounds wonderful.
During those masses for Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day, also Christmas carols will be sang. People stay for these carols being sang after Mass. Our choir does the Christmas caroling.
That's wonderful. And so I'm sure you've got a lot of different ministries and things going on at the parish. So the choir, what are some of the other kind of ongoing ministries or groups that you have there at the parish?
Yes. So, of course, the liturgical ministers, they're as everybody has in their parishes. But apart from that, we have our, in the English group, we have our missionaries for families.
Okay.
That is still a small group, and yet they are intact and I will say stable. And they are actually holding in English as well as in Spanish retreats.
Okay.
So to attract more, not necessarily, how do you call this, members, but only to re-engage parishioners in their Christian life.
Oh, that's great.
Kind of if they are, for example, trying to get ideas or to kind of reintroduce them to the faith, or to kind of strengthen their faith or their understanding of the teachings of the church, a particular teaching of the church, that's what this missionary for family group does. And in the Latino community, we have a different charismatic group, San Juan Diego group. That's also what their purpose is.
Okay.
So they kind of go and search for those who are not attending the church, and they know they are Catholics. So that's something that's different with San Juan Diego group. They kind of go and search for these family members, friends, or even acquaintances or workmates that they know they're not coming to church, and invite them for retreats. And then, yeah, kind of form them again in order that they can engage again in the Christian life or in the Catholic faith.
That's wonderful. So you have a couple different programs that are, yeah, missionary outreach, which is really, really amazing to hear about. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And apart from that, we have so many Bible groups, both in the Anglo community as well as in the Hispanic community. And then the adult formation, we have very active Bible studies as well as catechism classes for not only for those who are doing OCIA, but just for those who want to know more about their Catholic faith.
Wow. Well, even though it's a small parish, there's a lot going on, a lot of ways that the Catholic faith is really being strengthened there. And I just love learning more about all these different parishes. So, Father Seat, it has just been a pleasure speaking with you today about St. James. We wish you the best, especially during the busy Christmas season. I know it's a lot of work, but a beautiful time of celebration. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for thinking about us and for allowing us to be attended to and to be noted at this point in this year. Thank you.